I think we should all write in Big Fatty next time. Then we can have National Big Balls Day and Sling Appreciation Month.
There'd be Big Brother all the time.
That's right.
Yeah, and all of the presidential addresses would be.
Y'all, I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't know.
And his state of the union would be exactly 20 minutes long.
That's right. He'd be halfway through it, and he'd be go, "Oh dear, Gussie."
I hear the music.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 379 of the BFO for Friday, the 17th of July, 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is going to preview what's going on this weekend, and we're going to have a little sing-along. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Big Fatty, of course, is off today because, you know, we're working those fucking 10-hour days. And, y'all, it still sucks, even if you got Friday off. And going to go to see that Larry Potter at noon today. And so that should be quite the hoot nanny. And then later this evening, Friday night, it is the horror night at... at thepatrickspub.com, online.com. And the horror group is going to be selling the raffle tickets for the basket raffle. We've got a basket. I don't know what's in it. Miss Porter has been putting that together for us. And so we'll see what's in the basket. But y'all, the best part of the basket raffle is when you sell the tickets, because we sell them for $1 a piece. 6 for $5, or we will measure you from your boots to your balls or your boots to your boobs for $10. And then you get that many chances to win the basket, y'all. So it should be an interesting evening. We don't usually make a whole lot of money on that, but y'all, half the fun is measuring from the boots to the balls, because there's all kinds of rubbing and stuff. Things. Y'all, the weather rat is on right now. Y'all, we have got weather moving towards the area. He has got on some sort of pink tie, and it's coming this way, but it's, I don't know if it, I think it's going to go north of us. It looks like it's going to miss us and just kind of head north and east of us. We might get a little sniffle, but that's about it. Just a sniffle. Now, y'all, I said at the start of the show, let me think, is there anything else going on this weekend? No, I don't think so. I am recording this prior to the Big Brother on Thursday evening, though, so I don't know who's going to be thrown out. But anyway, I will be watching that, and you know, Archer has really got to redo his group show schedule. I think he needs to move the 8 o'clock show to Wednesday night, because I ain't shit on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. But Thursday night at 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock is the Big Brother. Oh, no. Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, is the Big Boss. Y'all, he's just got to stop doing 8 o'clock shows in the summertime. What am I talking about? How dare you, Big Fatty, forget about the Big Boss. Big Fatty, you're losing it. Yeah, I know. But anyway, so I will not be on the group show, because I'll be watching the Big Brother. And I know some of you have that Showtime and watch it, the Showtime After Dark. That indicates dirty. And, but I don't have that, so I don't know if that's any good this year or not. But y'all, I want to sing, because it's Friday. And so y'all, I think that I am going to sing in the good old summertime. So if y'all want to sing with me and sing in the good old summertime, then join with me. There's not going to be any music. This is being done al fresco. And so there will be no music to go with this. So Big Fatty is just going to sing, "Oh, Big Fatty, we love it when you sing al fresco in the good old summertime, in the good old summertime, strolling through the shady lane with your baby mine. You hold her hand and she'll hold yours, and that's a very good sign that she's your tootsie wootsie in the good old summertime." Sing along now. "In the good old summertime, in the good old summertime, strolling through the shady lanes with your baby mine, you'll hold her hand and she'll hold yours, and that's a very good sign that she's your tootsie wootsie in the good old summertime." Okay, y'all, Big Fatty is done singing, so anyway. I don't know why. Y'all, I got that stuck in my head. Thursday morning, I said, "Big Fatty, you gotta sing to the good old summertime to everybody." Now, y'all, it is the good old summertime, and on Thursday, that was the 16th of July, y'all, that was the 40th anniversary of that Apollo 11 going up into space, and that was the spaceship that the first men to land on the moon were on. And y'all, Big Fatty was living in 40 years ago. Big Fatty was living on the beach in Ormond Beach, Florida. The Hats and me and my two brothers, we had rented a beach house for the entire summer in Ormond Beach, which is about 6 miles north of Daytona. And y'all, sometimes when Big Fatty goes down to the Orlando's, there's a little detour down memory lane. And we ride over there, y'all. It's just changed, y'all. We used to be close to the Walgreens, and we would walk up and have breakfast at the Walgreens, lunch counter, and you could get like scrambled egg and fresh orange. Y'all, they had fresh orange juice, scrambled egg, and bacon, and toast and grits for like 99 cents. And we would oftentimes go up there and have a little breakfast snack, and that came with the orange juice also. I don't know if I mentioned that or not. It was a fresh squeezed orange juice. But anyway, y'all, on Monday, it'll be the 40th, and oh, I didn't finish telling you about Ormond Beach. Y'all, when the Apollo 11 went up, we were right down there, because, you know, Ormond Beach is not that far away from the Cape Canaveral. And We saw it take off. We saw it take off, y'all. Big Fatty, you saw it. And memory. It was in the memory. It was, what is that word I'm trying to, memorable. That's the word. Oh, Lord. That's pretty bad, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, you can't remember the word memorable. Oh, God. But anyway, Monday, the 20th, will be the anniversarium, the 40th anniversarium of the first men walking on the moon. And, y'all, they landed in that lunar module, and Neil Armstrong, he got out of, the lunar module, and y'all, they had a car up there too, and he played golf up there, and he left one small step for man and one giant leap for mankind. So, but y'all, there's all kinds of things on the intertubes that you can go over and look at about the Apollo 11 thing, space thing, yeah, flight. Y'all, Big Fatty has upgraded the WordPress, and I don't know. I'm going to have to call the patron scene, I guess. I just don't know. But, y'all, ever since I upgraded it to the latest thing, the things that you post at the BFO, they are not coming to me in e-letter form, so I've not been able to respond directly to the senders. And, y'all, I got three comments about about the Thursday show, and the first one came in from that Kim Beaver. Y'all, that Kim Beaver, she is back from the mud baths, and she is making up for lost time, y'all. She has posted all kinds of pictures of that Daniel Brewer. That Daniel Beaver over there on the at the lodge. And, y'all, the candle is still in the window over there at the lodge. If you look real closely, the candle is still there. But anyway, Kim Beaver says, I just wanted to comment, but I can't remember a single thing you said. Well, you know, y'all, that is a standard. That is a standard situation for Big Fatty and for the listeners of the BFO. Y'all, if you remember this crap, there's something wrong. Just kidding. Thanks for making me laugh out loud with the TNT. Although I thought you would announce the retirement of a certain... Oh, God. Let me try this again. Just kidding. Thanks for making me laugh out loud with the TNT. Although I thought you would announce the retirement of a sudden... Jesus Christ. Let's try it again. Just kidding. Thanks for making me laugh out loud with the TNT. Although I thought you would announce the retirement of a certain podcaster at Sunset Boulevard, WH. Y'all, and I'm thinking that may be short for Woodland Hills. And she goes on to say, TNT should not give up so quickly, though. Many a podcaster needed a few or more crappy shows. Y'all, I don't know who she's referring to about the crappy shows, because I know she's not referring to the BFO. A few more crappy shows to get things running finally. And then, y'all, right after that, there was a post by Kim Brewer. And Kim Brewer says, oh, God. Every time I burp, my first thought is your voice in my head. Oh, 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 dear Gussie. So, and then, y'all, Tom of Tom and Terry in the Chicagos, that's the TNT up there in the hotbed of podcasts in the Chicagos, he wrote to say how sweet it is to be missed even before we started. hope we don't scare anyone with the threat of an audience share reduction. Tom of TNT. And, y'all, I don't think Big Fatty's audience could get any smaller. So, Tom and Terry, if you want to reduce my audience, you go right ahead, dears. And Big Fatty will be there to listen. So, and there have been some openings. Y'all, speaking of that, I spoke to that English John earlier this evening, and he says that he's just not going to do that. What did he call it? What was the name of his show? It was English John Bridges in My Country. That's it. In My Country, and that's spelled C-U-N-T, tree, with British John. He says not going to do it. He's too important, y'all. He is just too important to do it. And so, and y'all, I spoke also on the Twitty to that Eric of Eric and Paffretti, who do the Gay Podcasting Rednecks, the GPRN. And I said, okay, when are we going to get another show? I'm very busy. Oh, no, it has been hell. Well, y'all, Big Fatty is working 10-hour days. Don't tell me it's been hell. I know it's been hell. So, anyway, y'all, if you do write to Big Fatty and post over there on the BFO, I will just have to, you know, make some sort of accommodation since the e-letters are not working properly. Now, y'all, Wednesday night was a special night on the CBS television network. That's the Columbia Broadcasting System. And y'all, in honor of that, Big Fatty is going to do a little Mystery Lane music. All right, y'all, your clue for today's Memory Lane music is Really Big Shoe. That was the theme to the Ed Sullivan Show, and I bring that up today because on Wednesday night, Paul McCartney from the Beatles, they had the shaggy hair back then, and 45 years ago, he and the rest of the Beatles performed in the Ed Sullivan Theater, and that is where the David Letterman's has his show now in the Ed Sullivan Theater, and on Wednesday night, Paul McCartney was back in the Ed Sullivan Theater 45 years later, and it was his first appearance on the David Letterman show, and he did a little concert up on the marquee, that means the sign, out in front of the theater, and I'm not going to really tell you about the Ed Sullivan Show. I guess I could do that, though. We've got a little bit of time here. But David Letterman had him on last night. And y'all, it was a big deal. It was a very big deal. And let's just talk about Ed Sullivan. Oh, really big shoe tonight, or Ed Sullivan. The Ed Sullivan Show was an American TV variety show that ran from June the 20th, 1948, to June the 6th, 1971. Y'all, think about that. That was a long time. And was hosted by entertainment columnist Ed Sullivan. The program ran on CBS every Sunday night from 8 to 9 p.m. And y'all, that's when Big Brother is on now. So, originally, it was on from 9 to 10 p.m. until March of 1949. And it was one of the few entertainment shows to have been run in the same weekly time slot on the same network for more than two decades. Virtually every type of entertainment appeared on the show: opera singers, popular artists, songwriters, comedians, ballet dancers, dramatic actors, performing monologues from plays, and circus acts were regularly featured. The format was essentially the same as vaudeville, and although vaudeville had died a generation earlier, Ed Sullivan presented many ex-vaudevillians on his show. And the show was originally entitled, do you know this? I know that some of you do, Toast to the Town. And y'all, he had that Topo Gigio on there, which was a little Italian mouse puppet that was, he was on there with, and ventriloquist Senior Wences was on there also. And y'all, his hand would talk. Sorry. And y'all, they were always having those people that spun the plates on there also. Poor Big Fatty. So anyway, that was the Ed Sullivan Show, and so it was big doings at the Ed Sullivan Theater. Wednesday night, y'all. I got one more update on the investments and the 401k profit sharing plan. Through the state of South Carolina, I did okay in the last quarter. Did quite well, actually, and so I'm not where I was before the tough economic times, but I'm getting there. And to all of you who say that the stimulus and all is not working, Big Fatty turns to you and says.
You
can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.